America's Justice Department gave the go-ahead for the $69 billion merger of CVS Health and Aetna, which will reshape the healthcare industry. The regulator approved the deal after Aetna agreed to sell its Medicare drug business.
Just a week after settling with the Securities and Exchange Commission over the tweets he published claiming he would take Tesla private, Elon Musk courted more controversy by describing the regulator as the Short Seller Enrichment Commission. David Einhorn, a prominent short seller of the electric car maker's stock, said Mr. Musk's erratic behavior risked turning the company into another Lehman Brothers. The company's share price dropped to its lowest level in 18 months.
Meanwhile, the share price of NIO, a Chinese electric car maker, which recently listed on the stock market, soared by a fifth upon the news that Tesla's biggest outside investor, Bailey Gifford, a fund manager, has amassed an 11.4% stake in the Shanghai-based company.
A break in demand for cars in China caused Jaguar Land Rover to plan a two-week closure of its main assembly plant in Britain. That prompted a sell-off in the shares of Tata Motors, JLR's parent company. Volkswagen said its sales in China had dropped by 10% in September, adding to poor sales in Europe, where many of its vehicles do not meet tougher emission standards.
The target of Britain's first unexplained wealth order lost her battle to retain her anonymity. Zamira Hajiyeva, the wife of a former banker jailed in Azerbaijan for embezzlement, may now have to explain to the High Court how the London mansion she owns was paid for. She also spent £16 million, that's $21 million, in Harrods, just a short walk from her home over the course of 10 years. Being the target of an order does not imply wrongdoing.
American employers added 134,000 workers to the payroll in September, the smallest increase in a year. America's unemployment rate fell to 3.7%, the lowest since 1969.
The long, hot summer injected a bit of heat into the British economy. GDP grew at a robust rate of 0.7% for the 3 months to August, the same as the 3 months to July, which was the fastest pace since early 2017. Consumer spending on one-off events like the World Cup played its part, but construction also remained solid over the period. The outlook may not be so sunny as Brexit approaches.